Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not complicated. New is better than old. We all know it. We may not like to admit it, but we all know it. I've never seen a child get excited about an old backpack or an old lunch bag or getting an old pair of shoes to go to their first day of school. I've never met a woman who appreciated being told that she looked like she was wearing an old dress. I can't recall any man ever taking me into the garage to show me his old set of golf clubs. We don't celebrate old. We don't want to buy old. We don't want to be old. We want and we like new. Old has such negative connotations with it that even when we are looking for something that's older, we don't like to call it old. For example, if someone wants to buy a 57 Chevy or a 63 Corvette or a 66 Mustang convertible, we don't say that person is looking to buy an old car. But that guy, I'm going to say guy because it's usually a guy, wants to buy a classic car. If someone goes to the store looking for older clothing, we don't call that clothing old, we call it vintage. Furniture that is old, we call antique. And people that are old, we call mature. While the term old, in and of itself, is just really just a term, it has to do with a length of time that something has existed, and doesn't really carry any intrinsic worth or value, yet the way people hear it always seems to be in a negative way. For old things tend not to look as good or to work as well or perhaps to be as exciting as those things that are new. I have sure noticed this as I myself have gotten older. Not just with the things in my life, but also with my own body and my health. You know, my older eye, that's why I keep getting my glasses out that I don't like to wear all the time, but I do sometime. You know, my older eyes aren't as sharp as they used to be. And my legs don't run as fast, and my arms can't lift as much. My hands hurt sometimes for no apparent reason, and my back is stiff every once in a while. For no reason other than I am getting older. You can try to make an argument in the support of aging, you know, saying things about how nice it is that you know so much more and you're so much wiser, you're so much sure of yourself and confident and such. But who of us, given the opportunity, would not trade our older bodies in for a newer one in a heartbeat? And why? Because it's not complicated, is it? New is better than old. And thus, we arrive at one of the simplest and yet one of the most profound promises of God in all of Holy Writ. It's the words of Jesus in Revelation 21, verse 5. Words which were consequently my dad's favorite text in the Bible. And the older he got, and the more beat down by life he became, the more he loved, and the more he hung on to the words of this text. Our Lord, looking to that day of the great resurrection, the day when the dead will be raised from their graves and all of us will be welcomed into heaven, the Lord Jesus said, "Behold, I make all things new." Now that promise probably doesn't seem like that big a deal when you're young and full of life. But when you have a few years under your belt, and you've weathered more than a few of life's storms and sorrows. Those words of newness are like music to our ears. I think that's why my dad liked them so much. Not only had he made a lot of mistakes and poor choices in his life that he wanted to be free from, but he had also worked with people in his over 40 years of ministry who felt exactly the same. Not only had my dad felt the reality of sin and the sting of death in his own life, but he had also walked that journey with countless others. And not only had my father experienced the aging and the deterioration of his own body with his Alzheimer's, but he'd also witnessed that deterioration in the lives of so many others. Getting a new pair of shoes may not seem like that big a deal when the pair that you're wearing is only a week out of the box. But when the shoes that you're wearing are old and beaten up and full of holes, that new pair of shoes is a godsend. And being told that God is going to make everything new, giving us new bodies and hearts and minds and homes and relationships in eternity, may not seem like that big a deal when you're young and strong and healthy and you're on top of the world. But when your body is old and you've lost loved ones, and you can't remember things as well as you used to remember them, and you've been worn down by the guilt and the stress and the sorrow of life, that promise of newness is a healing and hope-filled godsend. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Paul wrote these words. He said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. To be in Christ is none other than to be united with him in his death upon the cross and united with him in his resurrection from the grave through faith in God. God puts our old self with all of its rebellion and all of its arrogance and all of its sin. He puts that to death with Jesus. He did that for us through our baptism. And he makes us new by forgiving our sins and recreating us, as we sing in that one song, a new and right spirit and a right heart within us. In baptism and through faith, we have become a new creation spiritually, one now redeemed by and dedicated to the love of Jesus. And yet our bodies still bear the scars and the wounds and the marks of life in this world. Our spirits have been made new in Christ, but much of the rest of our lives is still old, still decaying away, but not forever. Not forever. For there will come a day when God in Christ Jesus, according to his promise, will make all things new. The pains will be gone. The lines removed. The tears dried. The sorrows erased. The illnesses healed. The relationships mended, the memory restored, and the vitality renewed. for the old order of things will have passed away. That day is the day of the return of our Lord Jesus. It's the day of our resurrection. May we each live in anticipation of that great day. And may that promise of being made new fill us with hope and with courage as we face the daily reality of our lives in this world, growing old. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, amen.